This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A new transit system has opened in western Colorado. CPR's Tina Sieg reports that the service connects commuters in the small communities of Parachute and Battlement Mesa to other towns like Rifle.
It's called the Parachute Area Transit System, or PATS, and it's considered a vital link to Rifle, west of Glenwood Springs. Stuart MacArthur is the town administrator for Parachute. He says the route was designed to get people to major employment centers in Rifle, as well as shopping areas, schools, and medical services. PATS also connects to the Roaring Fork Transit Authority, which can take people to Aspen and other towns in the Roaring Fork Valley. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. CPR News.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife is lifting fishing restrictions at Wauhatoya Reservoir in Huerfano County. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Continuing drought has decreased water levels to 40% capacity in the reservoir. These low levels put the rainbow brown and cutthroat trout at risk of a die-off. The Parks and Wildlife Department issued what's known as a salvage to prevent a large loss of fish. That means there's no limit to the amount of fish anglers can bag and possess. Fly and lure restrictions are also suspended. The salvage goes into effect starting Monday. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
A group of Colorado researchers want to figure out which hospital workers might be most likely to get sick with COVID-19. The research involves serology, using blood samples to test for antibodies in healthcare workers at two hospitals and three long-term healthcare facilities. Dr. Thomas Yanish at the Colorado School of Public Health is leading the effort.
The aim is to find out more about the current burden of COVID-19 and the past infection status of those healthcare workers.
The team is working with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on part of the research. This is CPR News.